Hello, Zoe. Firstly, there is no label, all right? I outright own my material, so I don't know who you've been emailing. Secondly, I'm sick to death of your hollow shtick, of the inevitable line, "Oh, unfortunately, there's no budget for music." As if some fixed law of the universe handed you down a sad but immutable financial verdict preventing you from budgeting to pay for music. Your company set out the budget, so you have chosen to allocate no money for music. I get begging letters like, "Yeah, right? Yeah!" I get begging letters like this every week from a booming, affluent global media industry. Why is this? Well, let's look at who we both are. I'm a professional musician who lives from his music. It took me half a lifetime to learn these skills, years to claw my way up the structure to the point where a stranger like you will write to me. This music is my hard-earned property. I've licensed music to some of the biggest shows, brands, games, and TV production companies on earth, all right? From Breaking Bad, to The Sopranos, to Coca-Cola, Visa, HBO, Rockstar Games. Ask yourself, would you approach a creative or a director with a resume like that and in one flippant sentence ask them to work for nothing? Of course not! Because your industry has a precedent of paying these people, of valuing their work. Or, I tell you what, would you walk into someone's home, eat from their bowl, and walk out smiling, saying, "Sorry, I've got no budget for food"? No, you wouldn't, because culturally, we classify that as theft. Yet, the culturally ingrained disdain for the musician that riddles your profession leads you to fleece the music angle wherever possible. You will, without question, pay everyone connected to the shoot, from the caterer, to the grip, to the extra. To be honest, even a cleaner who mops your set and scrubs the toilets after the shoot will get paid. But the musician? Nothing. Now, let's look at you. A quick glance at your website reveals a variety of well-known, internationally syndicated reality television programs. You are a successful, financially solvent, and globally recognized company with a string of hit shows, working on multiple series in close cooperation with Channel 4 from a West London office with a string of awards under your belt. You have real money, so to pretend otherwise is an insult. Yet you send me this shabby request: give me your property for free. Just give us what you own. We want it. Well, I'll tell you what, the answer is a resounding and permanent no! And I will now post this on my sites, forward this to several key online music sources and blogs, encourage people to reblog this, chat shit about you, doesn't say that. I want to see a public discussion begin about this kind of industry abuse of musicians. Enough! I'm sick of you! Bye!